This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Whether you're tuned in to 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, AM 11.
You put like every city around there?
We do, yeah. We have a lot of communities right in the metro.
Oh, yeah.
You should try it. Bismarck, Mandan, Lincoln.
Oh, we do that every once in a while.
Add Lincoln.
You know. Well, with 550, I mean, we could be through the whole show
exactly
doing
right.
it. Winnipeg.
Here. Yeah. Lincoln, Nebraska. 1090 KTGO and 1460 in Dickinson as well. Thanks. Glad you're listening. Glad you're locked on. We appreciate you very much. My name is Scott Hennon. Today, we, on this program, What's On Your Mind, would like you to join us in thanking veterans. We're going to make today's show about veterans. The vast majority of our program today will be about veterans who have defended this country. I have a little bit of commentary to start on a couple of things that are in the news, but then I am going to introduce the first of several veterans that will be joining us on the program today. Really looking forward to the conversation. We're going to talk to a 92-year-old B-17 gunner from Minot, North Dakota. Fellow by the name of Leo McCalkey, 35 missions. We're going to talk to a B-17 navigator, both World War II veterans, Hiram Drake. We're going to talk to Rusty Ort, who is a part of Operation Iraqi Freedom, 191 Military Police, the North Dakota National Guard. They're part of that effort. Rusty, unfortunately, had a significant injury. Owns the distinction of having the worst known brain injury ever scanned by a member of the military. And thanks to some incredible hyperbolic HBOT, I think it's hyperbolic oxygen treatment, ended up being able to be functional, but still obviously carrying the cross of that challenging time. And also Tom Campbell adjusts. Tom's dad, Paul, was also on a B-17. So the B-17 crews are well represented on our Veterans Day tribute today. We would also welcome your calls, your questions, your comments, and I'll give you the number to do that. If you have a veteran in the family, if you know a veteran, you want to give a shout-out to a vet, we do this every Veterans Day. Please do. Give us a little shout-out for a vet. Tell us a quick story about your favorite veteran. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You also can real simply go to our 24/7 hotline and just leave a quick shout out. That's 855-200-1776. That's nice and easy. 855-200-1776. When it answers, you just press 1 and give a shout out to a vet today on Veterans Day. And email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text Todd. He's right here. You'd love to text, wouldn't you, Todd?
Absolutely.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, who's driving the Mercedes today. So you better thank a veteran, because you can live the
I'm
dream.
I'm giving my American-made GMC the day off.
Are you?
Yeah.
You can live
making
the dream.
Making the German work for the American in this case.
Living the dream, ladies and gentlemen, driving around that convertible. You pick kind of a cool day to drive the convertible, but that's all right. Anyway,
it's going to be like 20-some-odd degrees above normal.
Yeah, there you go. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. I have to talk a moment. Is anybody else, by the way, waking up every day since the election and go, okay, it wasn't a dream, right? Donald Trump is president-elect. I did see him at the White House yesterday with the Barack Obama and sitting next to Paul Ryan and You know, Mrs. Trump with Mrs. Obama. Okay, it's real. It's still real. It is really amazing. How I know it's really happened and it's not a dream is protesting continues to be the action du jour of the young, troubled sort. I don't know what they're protesting. They shut down I-94 in the Twin Cities yesterday. Shut it down. Literally. What? And I thought, gosh, this is reminiscent of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, right? Shut down the road. You can't do that. Okay, you can't shut down a road. I mean, protest all you want on public ground somewhere with your signs, hoot and holler. Trust me, cameras will come to you. You know, cameras are like magnets to protests. I mean, it's just, whew, they'll be there. They love it. I mean, five people there, and it'll lead every evening news story and, you know, be the headline of the paper the next day. Trust me, you'll get media coverage. Don't shut down roads.
There's a certain irony to shutting down a road in an area where Trump didn't exactly carry the vote.
Good point.
They're, not only are they preaching to the choir, they're clogging the choir.
I would really like to know what they're protesting, but I hope every one of them, honestly, who's doing this protesting, I hope more than anything they thank a veteran. Because if they were doing this in most other places around the world, those protests wouldn't last too long. Think Tiananmen Square when you tried that in other places. So I hope they get up today and thank veterans for crying out loud. Because they should. They absolutely should. I'm just flabbergasted by this. And I also believe a lot of these people, not all, some are just, you know, wayward souls that I don't know what they're protesting. We have elections. Somebody wins. And there's a process. What, you don't want that? I don't, you know, it's very odd, very bizarre. But I have no doubt that a lot of these are coordinated. These are George Soros writing checks for MoveOn.org, who's promoting it, and Democracy Now! And all these different groups. You know, for sure, they're no coincidence. There's a Fargo protest on the bridge, the Veterans Memorial Bridge between Fargo and Moorhead. About the exact same time there's one down on I-94. Yeah, and a lot of the same crowd there at these Dakota Access Pipelines as well. Which, speaking of which, I hope Donald Trump has very high on his list, even before he's president, issuing a statement on this Dakota Access Pipeline. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers yesterday, again, telling a company that has done everything correct, please stand down. Don't do any more construction. Are you kidding me? So you're going to reward protesters? You're going to say, just make some noise and make things difficult, and then we'll ask the company to shut down? If I were Donald Trump, I'd say today, you know what? The second I am president, I'm issuing an order that permit will be issued. This is all politics. And they're continuing to play it. It's unbelievable. All right, a couple of shout-outs here, and then we're going to meet our vets on what's on your mind today. Enough of the commentary on the headlines. Let's celebrate our heroes, shall we? Let's go to Epping. Mike has a shout-out. Mike?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, sir.
I want to shout-out to my dad. He volunteered after Pearl Harbor. He's 91 years old. He stormed four beaches in World War II at 19 years old.
There's some guts for you. What's his name?
George. George Herring.
All right. Is your dad still alive?
Yes, sir. Still mows his yard and everything.
He mows his yard, for crying out loud.
Hold up. Sir, he's still moving and driving. He shouldn't be driving, but he does anyway.
We won't tell anybody. Well, you tell George hi for us, and thanks for calling, Mike, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. John and Napoleon, shout out for a vet. Take it away.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is John from Napoleon. When I was in Korea, I earned the title no soldier ever was or ever will be. I still remember my captain. That was Captain Eby. He called me and he said, I heard nothing but good things about you. I'm going to give you a title no soldier ever was or ever will be. The title is Motor Transportation Foreman. He goes, motor means trucks, transportation. You're hauling the companies up to Old Baldy, and foreman, you are the foreman of your regiment. There is no soldier that holds this title. I'd like to know if there's another soldier out there can say, hey, I too have a title that no soldier. And here's another good one. When I made soldier out of my division, over 50,000 soldiers, they sent me to Japan with a fighter plane. Just before we got to Japan, the pilot said, soldier, do not open your seatbelt, because we'll lower down so many hundreds of feet, and then when I start turning, you can look out your window, and you can look down Mount Fuji. Before I forget, as far as I could say, that's a big hole. That's one of the biggest volcanoes in the world, but there was no fire down there. Many, many, many years ago, that used to bring fires out there.
Wow, interesting stories, John. Thank you, and kudos to you on that. Accolades for being, obviously, a North Dakotan with a work ethic that garnered you a title nobody else had. Pretty cool. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to Kiss Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from our calf USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
Have I got a deal for you at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off when you mention my name, Scott. TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Save 11%. Here's a 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. This is new. Never been in the field. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch on it, fertilizer tank, bulk fill, 22 gallons a minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no row markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Big savings now at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I've been putting up some really neat videos lately about all the different products that use, you know, petroleum. And it really, you know, your iPhone is one of my favorites, but there are many, many examples of those. And, you know, it's kind of fun to remind people of that every once in a while. So anyway, check that out. And you'll find it online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. Video I watched yesterday talked about keeping traditions alive, keeping you safe out there doing a little hunting. So check that out. Okay, let's continue our shout out to veterans. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments with a shout out to veterans at 800-228-0550. And with us in studio today, we have a number of veterans we're going to chat with. Hiram Drockey is here. Hiram was a navigator on a B-17. Hiram is a legend to folks that have ever walked the campus of Concordia College, is a great author, a great storyteller, and a great veteran. Hiram, nice to have you here.
Glad to be here.
And Tom Campbell, a friend of mine, Tom and I were talking the other day, and he had bumped into you at the Rough Rider Award presentation for the Dahl family for Eugene Dahl's induction into the North Dakota Rough Rider Hall of Fame. And you two at that event found out that Tom, your dad, and Hiram had a little something in common on a B-17. Tell that story.
It was interesting. We went out and ate afterwards. I think we talked for 2 hours about our common denomination of the B-17 plane. Of course, I'm here representing my dad. I'm not a veteran, and it's because of the fact that my dad and veterans like Hiram, you know, risk their lives for our freedom that, Scott, I didn't even have to register for the draft when I turned 18. I think it was only like 2 or 3 years in 1976 and 77, you know, because of the veterans. So I really appreciate Hiram and Dad and all the veterans for what they did that, you know, so many people just take it for granted. And so I'm here. I feel like I shouldn't be here. I'm not a veteran, but I'm representing my dad. And what he did, it was phenomenal. You know, they were stationed in England, and he was there the first part of the war where he almost did 50 tours, which was almost impossible. The book that my sister Diane wrote for him was called The Guardian Angel. He should have been knocked out after 10 or 15 missions, and one mission was flying, you know, leaving England, flying the channel, bombing different targets in Europe, and then flying back in 10 to 12 hours. And the first year and a half, it was 50% of the planes that left didn't come back. And it was like, I go, Dad, you know, were you ever scared? I remember asking him this. He's been dead now for 5 years. And I said, you know, if you had a buddy that was another pilot or like Hiram, I said, you know, you looked at each other, you're flipping a coin. One of us isn't coming back. We either shot down or POWs or, and here's what he said. He said, you know, we were too young and patriotic to ever take the time to be scared. And I just thought that was so cool because back then, you know, they all registered or went into the war because of the Pearl Harbor bombing in 1940. And it was just, I just appreciated so much to have people like you, Hiram, that took the call and stood up against our tyrants, enemies. Nobody liked war. Dad didn't like war, but you're always going to have the evil tyrants like the Hitlers and so forth to stop them. And just thank you, Hiram, and all the veterans out there. Hiram, when you were during your time, were you ever scared? And what went through your mind? Like, you know, the question I asked my dad, you know, were you ever scared, or were you too young and patriotic, or do you? Because that, to me, you know, in this day and age, if somebody's going to do something for the day for 10 hours, then you've got a 50-50 chance of living, I think I'd be scared.
The closest I came to that was in one of my sixth mission, and we had three and four engine knocked out, and our plane went into a spin. And the centrifugal force was so strong that I could not move, and I saw the earth coming towards me. And my total thought at that time was, my folks are going to feel bad when they get a telegram, killed in combat. And people have asked me, were they scared? Well, I can't say that I was, maybe I was numb or something, but I knew I was going to crash. There was no doubt about it. And then, quite interestingly, at 4,000 feet, the pilots were able to pull the spin out of the, pull plane out of the spin. And then later on, we found out that that was aerodynamically impossible to pull a four-engine plane out of a spin. So, what caused that?
That's kind of exciting, and you know, you obviously have lived to tell about it. I know when my dad and Scott, they had radio back in 1940 in December. He remembered at the farm back in, you know, Grafton, North Dakota, listening, and they were advertising wanting people to enlist, because you got to remember, prior to that Pearl Harbor bombing, there was a lot of people. Remember Joe Kennedy and a lot of people were against going into the war. Hitler had been taking over a lot of countries in Europe. And there was this big division. A lot of people from the United States didn't want to get into war. But it was the Pearl Harbor that forced or just automatically a lot of the patriotics just said they're going to listen. You told me earlier, Hiram, that your dad said you're going. He just said, he looked and you said, you're going, right? Or reference
just
to what
like
you told
that,
me.
He says, well, you know where you're going. It was just that simple. And then we just focused everything we could, get all the education I could, because I knew I didn't want to be laying in a foxhole, and I'm not any good with a rifle. So I thought, well, let's fly. And one day, 120 of us from Gustavus went to the federal building and volunteered to get into service. 22 of those 120 went into the Air Corps, the other one in the Navy's and that. And to get into the Air Corps flying crew, you had to volunteer. And the reason you had to be above average in IQ and you had to volunteer. And the reason for that is they had no idea what the death loss was going to be. And it's rather interesting because as it came out, of the 100,000 of us that were in the 8th Air Force, 42,000 of them did not come back. And now that's a 42% loss rate. That's almost as bad as on the highways today with the road rage we have by the young people, I suppose. But it's rather interesting because you circle down and 22,000 of those 42,000 lost were killed in action. The other 20,000 were prisoners of war and got loose after the war. And, of course, let's face it, they were not getting every food, bit of food and that they could. But you have to understand that the Germans were not eating very well either.
Wow, great. I just love those stories. I could listen to them all day. Tom, when you were young, did you ask your dad questions like that?
Yes, I did. We had to kind of pry him because he wouldn't voluntarily talk about it because he had some, you know, a lot of bad memories flying for 12 hours with one of your best friends that's dead sitting in the plane. That happened many times and seeing other planes in your formation shot down. So we had to pry it out of him, but once he got going, then he would tell us a lot of stories, and it was kind of fun to experience that. I feel like I was in the plane myself by listening to my dad. So
love those stories. So Tom in West Fargo, Jim in Fargo, and Joan in Bismarck have a story to share about a veteran as well. We'll do that when we come back. 800-228-0550 and more with Hiram Drockey and Tom Campbell. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you go online, you'll find them at secureenergyfuture.org. One of my favorite things there is a little widget that is a calculator. And what it allows you to do is to say, if the Clean Power Plan becomes the law of the land, if it's not overturned in court, if it's upheld and it becomes the policy governing carbon emissions in this country, how will that affect me, my bottom line, my bill from XL Energy or MDU or Cass County Electric or, you know, McKenzie County, like whatever, any of your rural co-ops, wherever you get your power, how it'll affect me? What will the impact be? Autotel Power Company bill comes and it's going to be this. It tells you. So check that out. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. It also allows you to let elected leaders know you're watching this and you care. And really what these folks are saying is they want an all-of-the-above energy solution. We need it all to keep affordable, reliable energy. Can't pick winners and losers. So find out more online at secureenergyfuture.org. All right. We got to get Rusty in here, too. He keeps moving away from the microphone. These veterans, if you ever need to know true humility, it's veterans. It's just unbelievable.
You're so right.
They personify... I mean, there's a lot of people who feign humility, right? Yeah, well, no, don't say anything about me. Has anybody said anything about me lately?
Don't they run for office usually?
Don't start on politicians or Campbell will give us grief here now. But we love them all, so we got to get Rusty in here too and others. Tom in West Fargo had a story about a veteran. Tom, tell me.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to give a shout out to my dad. He's passed away some time ago. But he was in the China, Burma, India theater, and he was in the jungles. And he said walking in, well, he had a lot of stories, but one of the walking in, he said you walked, one man walked forward and you walked, the other man walked in his steps backwards. And you had to watch for all the Japanese snipers in the jungle. And then also want to give a shout out to my father-in-law, who was also in World War II. He was in Africa. He was at Normandy. He was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was in other ones. And he has also since passed away. And just he would never volunteer. He never told my wife. He never told her any stories. He'd tell me, but he wouldn't tell her. He was very, very humble, very quiet. But he'd tell other guys, but he didn't tell his wife very much of the stuff that went on. So I just thought I had nothing but respect for all veterans, and I'm not one, and I wish I could have served. I wish I could have served, but I didn't. But anyway, I just wanted
appreciate
to say that.
Appreciate that. Glad you did, Tom. Thanks so much. Joan and Bismarck, we had you in queue next year, and now I lost our connection to you. So Apologize for that. Try back. We'll jump to Jim in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Got to give out to Joe Posh in Argusville. As a 19-year-old boy, he was sent in the ground troops into Japan after the bombings of Hiroshima and that. And my father-in-law, Dwayne Donnelly from Perm, he was in the Battle of the Bulge served in Germany for 2 years. And also, I wanted to comment on, I got a call from four guys I served with in the 60s. And every one of them said, Hans, were you as happy Wednesday morning as we were? Every veteran I've talked to is very happy about the election. So I compare that to these whining little children that are out demonstrating. I go, where would I want my future, in the hands of veterans or with these whining little children? I don't know.
Yeah, no kidding, Jim. Appreciate the call. Still want to know what they're protesting. I don't get it, but they ought to thank veterans for being able to do it. I'm curious, Tom and Hiram. Hiram, I'll start with you. I mean, every day, whether you're writing one of your great books or doing a little research or whatever you're doing all these years later, is there ever a day that you don't in some way reflect back on that time, that momentous time and your service? I mean, the danger you were in, obviously, the adrenaline that came from that, the camaraderie from your brothers, does that stay with you every day?
I think about it a lot, and actually the thing that really opened me up is when my son decided to make a model plane. And it turned out that it had the same call numbers as our plane did in England, a B-17. And that choked me up. And he has that. And, of course, it will go to the Fargo Air Museum when he's ready to give it up. But, it bothers me today is how little interest our current college students have about the past wars. And I know when I started school that you were concerned about what was going on and taking place. And like I said, my dad said, you know where you're going. And I never hesitated. I can say that I never once regretted that I was in the service while I was there. Things were going fast. We got a tremendous education there. And the camaraderie was just tremendous, especially among the crew of the plane. Because when you're in there together, you're 10 of your people, and you've all got to do your job. It was sobering, but I never heard anybody really complain about why we were over there.
Rusty, you completed your degree at NDSU not long ago, doing it as a non-traditional learner. After your tour of duty, how old were you when you graduated?
I was 52 when I graduated NDSU.
So there's a few, whippersnappers around campus. To Hiram's point, did you get a sense that your fellow students, the younger students especially, had a sense of reverence or respect for what you did and what you accomplished in your fellow veterans?
I think they're more worried about sitting in the institution of higher knowledge and isolating themselves from what's really happening in the world, and it's more of a, I'm going to take care of me. Where back during this time of period, it was people that said, the country is bigger than me. And we've gotten away from that.
Rusty trained as a Navy SEAL, was back in his younger days. What was the service you joined before?
I was in the U.S. Navy, and then I entered a rescue swimmer school at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
And then is in the business world and owned a business with his wife, and 9/11 happens and says, I'm joining the Guard, and needed an age waiver to join the Guard. Goes with the military police of the 191 and ultimately ends up stationed at a place that took a lot of incoming fire, got an injury from a bomb, and had a traumatic brain injury and had some significant challenges getting, ultimately the proper care and getting back to a position where he could again you know, be among the living and be with your wife and your boys. It's been quite a challenge. So we certainly appreciate your service and obviously been recognized for your service with that Purple Heart and everything else. But it's quite a challenge, and I'm just amazed at the amount of bravery and the amount of courage and the things that happen from veterans. It is incredible. But I do worry about those younger folks, just like Hiram said, and just like Rusty, you did as well. By the way, I have a text from your lovely wife, Marilyn, who said her and the boys wanted to give a shout-out to Dad and Hubby on Veterans Day.
Well, tell them thank you, and I'll be home soon. And just one other thing, when you did mention my wife, the families really endure quite a lot when their spouses wow. go overseas, and want to give a shout-out to them, too, and to the people in media that recognize this day and give the opportunity for a little bit of a platform for all these heroic stories of the past.
Yeah, and you know, these stories need to be told. Obviously, that's the best thing we can do to make sure they're told. That's why, Tom, I'm glad you and your family got that Guardian Angel book together about your dad, because those kind of stories help tell the story, you know?
Let me ask Hiram a question. You know, did anybody think that you were nuts or crazy? Any of your friends back then that were probably against it? Were, you know, one example, my dad, one of the missions he flew was, you know, 12 hours in 100% fogged in, being flying through flak, which is, you know, the Germans shooting long cannons up there, and in a formation with fighter pilots shooting at you, 60 below, at 12,000 feet, 50% chance you weren't coming back. Did anybody tell you, Hiram, that you are nuts?
No, but I do have one interesting comment on this. Every time that I was having difficulty on one of my missions, my mother had nightmares. And she went to the local doctor, and the local doctor said ESP. I just told her outright that Hiram's having trouble. And you're the one that's closest to him, and it's interesting enough. They recorded every one of those, and when we came home, we compared it, and yes, it was.
Wow.
Hers was 7 hours different than mine because she was having it during the night, and we were flying during the day. And now one thing I regret: we had some friends at home that were saving every Minneapolis paper on the days that was reported that the 8th Air Force had a mission. And at that time, I didn't think about really saving them. I wished I had now to see what they were saying here about what we were doing over there, because we know there was an awful lot of propaganda.
Yeah, for sure. Betty in Fargo has a question for Hiram. Go ahead, Betty, you're up.
Oh, thank you very much. Hiram, I was in England a number of years ago, and my host family that I was staying with took me to a small village. It's a very small village that had been used as an airstrip during the war, during World War II. And they took me back into the woods, and there was this marker of four pilots that were coming back for a leave from France. And one of them, his last name was Nelson from Fargo. And I could not believe you're standing in England and it was a marker. He was one of the pilots that was killed in the crash. The plane was supposed to go into the village and the pilot turned so they would crash in the woods and not hit anybody in the small village. Did you ever hear that story?
No, I didn't, but I can tell you a time when two of our planes were at the same time. We were one of them with two engines out, and another plane had wounded on, and we violated what the tower was telling us. We both landed at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. Unreal. Betty, thanks. A very interesting story from you and Hiram as well. More coming up after this. Don't go away, folks. Celebrating Veterans Day.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing common hunting injuries and how to prepare.
One third of every person that owns a tree stand ends up having some kind of an accident with that. And primarily we see broken bones, impalement, where they're falling on a branch that goes into their body, rib fractures, and a lot of times neck and spine injuries. So our goal at the North Dakota Safety Council is really to give people the tools that they can use to make sure that if somebody is in an accident, that they're as a statistic for an accident and not a fatality. It's what can I do to help the people that are with me? There's simple things that you can do and that you learn in a CPR and first aid class that really can help keep you safe as well.
For safe hunting tips and a full listing of upcoming first aid and CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Friends up in Watford City are doing a fundraiser for the new Veterans Memorial Park. That's going to be a beauty. They are hosting a concert tomorrow at the Rough Rider Center. You can find information at roughridercenter.com. I know Todd's going to be there because it's Head East, it's Starship, and it's...
I had more Head East albums than anybody else back then.
Oh, I loved Head East. Starship, too, were fabulous. And Cat Perkins, too. So this is unbelievable. And it'll be at the brand new Rough Rider Event Center, which is just a fabulous place. So, and of course, the proceeds help them build this beautiful new Veterans Memorial Park in Watford City. So, Triple Header Concert, Rough Riders Center. For more information, roughriderscenter.com. You want to check out the park, WatfordCityVeteransPark.com. There you go. Exactly right. They're still there, folks. Head East, the Starship and Cat Perkins.
Are you showing my age with the long live Head East thing going on? Go.
Joan and Bismar, got a shout out for a veteran. Go ahead, Joan, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans you have there. My dad was a veteran of World War II, and the story about him was he took his brother's place in the draft. His brother was married and had kids. And I guess back then you could go serve for somebody else in your family if you wanted to. And he did. So proud of that fact. My second comment is I'm a pipeliner's wife, and I've been listening to you a long time commenting, you know, and I'm glad for your support. The pipeline is pretty much done, except for under the river. They're working right now.
Aren't you really fantastic? Well, that's great. I tell you, you know, I've been amazed at what you do. I mean, that's a job. That's a livelihood. Has been so disregarded in this whole story, you know, that somehow it's okay to just, you know, these people shouldn't have to do it and sit there, and there's been pauses in this thing, and now they want another one. So thank you for doing what you're doing. Glad you're getting it done, and get it under that river and be done. So many other pipelines that have got that product to market safely, economically. Makes a lot of sense. So thanks for that, Joan. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your support.
You bet. Take care. Bob has a question for Hiram. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, how you guys doing? And we want to tell Hiram, thank you for your service, sir. I salute you. And I just wanted to ask you, I'm a veteran myself. I was in the 82nd Airborne Division, and I kind of got in the conversation a little late here, but I didn't catch what aircraft you flew. But I was wondering if you ever dropped any paratroopers, or if you knew any, or if any of your friends dropped any paratroopers.
Yes, I had one a person that I grew up with, and he was a paratrooper, and I always wonder why they wanted to do that. Because so many, remember when they went in on D-Day, that a lot of those were pulled over by C-47s, DC-3s, we called them. Then their flight, what do you call that, the plane that was pulled, towed over there. And then that plane was left to go.
The glider?
Glider, yes. And the gliders were going. And a lot of those just were, you know, almost blown up by the time they were landed down the bottom. It had to be. And that's why they had to kill off the German Air Force before they invaded, or the invasion would have been just absolutely murderous, far more murderous than it was.
Did you ever go back in a B-17, Hiram? You ever go up in a B-17 after the war, you know, back home or go?
No, but I remember that. I can get free rides when I go to the Fargo Air Museum now because I'm a World War II vet. And so
it's only
a few of us left.
And, Tom, you have a good story about taking your dad out there to fly up in a B-17.
That is amazing. And when you said you had regrets, Hiram, I have a big regret because I took my sister and my brothers. We went there about 7 or 8 years ago. The actual B-17 landed, and we took a check ride once up around. And we're walking. There's lots of thousands of people there at the Fargo runway. And this total stranger came up to my dad. He was about my age, and my dad had a 401st bomb cap and a Legion coat, so you could obviously tell he was a veteran. And a total stranger came up to him and shook his hand and gave him a hug and said, thank you for being a veteran and defending our country for our freedom. And here I'm sitting just looking at this, and I go, gosh, you know, I never told my dad thank you. And my dad was kind of old school. He wasn't one that he loved us, but he never said he loved us. And he was a little kind of cold. And I said, I said to myself, I'm going to thank my dad before he dies. And I never did. I always was a little bit, you know, just afraid of saying that to my dad because I grew up with him and stuff. So all those people out there, if you have a loved one, don't have any regrets and just say a thank you and give him a hug and shake his hand because of what they did. Because I regret that to this day when you said regrets, that I was gonna, and he died, and I never got a chance to do that. So thank you, Hiram.
Okay.
For fighting for our country.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, Hiram. Thank you. We appreciate what you did. Rusty, thank you. I mean, it's a great day to do that, whether you have a family member that was a veteran or not. Find a vet, thank a vet. Least you can do today. Anything else you want to say, Hiram, before we let you go?
Yeah, my real concern is right now that I've heard people say, I'd like to see him draft me. Young kids today, and this is really disappointing. Is that what their country means for them?
Yeah, good point. Well, God bless you both. Thanks for telling some great stories about your dad, Paul, Tom, and Hiram Drocky. Thank you. Rusty, thank you. Leo McAlkey, when we come back, another B-17 World War II vet that we can honor on Veterans Day. On What's On Your Mind. Thank a vet today, folks. More coming up after this. Don't go.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Bjørholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.